Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Time for us to take a trip. Travel time. Pauline Frommer is here from Frommer's.com, the home of the Frommer's Travel Guide, with a way for you to get out of paying a hotel resort fee. We'll tell you how it's done in just a moment here.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. People never been on two wheels yak about how dangerous motorcycles can be, never mentioning that potential death trap, the treacherous, unstable bicycle. Hey, don't believe it? Ask Bono. Today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. We got all kinds of crap from people who say motorcycles are dangerous, and then Bono's bicycle fender bender in New York Central Park. Should have been a pickup and dust off event. Instead, severe injuries. In play here, the man was bicycling, not biking, and for those who follow such irrelevant reporting, the leg sculptor was wearing a helmet. Are bicycles a death trap to immediately be outlawed?
That'd be great.
American Biker Minute. Your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Think green.
Harrison with you. Firefly populations have dropped 70% in 3 years, drawing more than 100 scientists to Thailand to a symposium to study the demise of these glowworms or lightning bugs. No single factor is blamed, but researchers in America and Europe cite urban sprawl and industrial pollution, which destroys insect habitats. The spread of artificial light from what they're calling McMansion subdivisions could also be a culprit, disrupting the intricate mating behavior that relies on a male winning over a female with its flashing backside, signaling everything from love to danger. The endangered firefly's adult lifespan is just 1 to 3 weeks, and scientists are now underscoring that fireflies are a canary in a coal mine in terms of understanding the declining health of our ecosystem.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
56 past the hour now, as our focus is on traveling, how to get the best deals. That's what Frommer's is all about. Frommer's.com, home of the Frommer's Travel Guide. And Pauline is related. Isn't that wonderful to be related? What a great name.
Well, thank you.
What a wonderful
good family
life.
Family business.
Yeah, the old family business. Okay, so let's help people who are tricked by those no-good so-and-sos at the hotels. Once you go to whatever the website is to get a deal, and then what you don't know is that the deal's no good, or onto the deal has been added everything that sort of brings you back to the original price anyway because of all of these resort fees.
Well, it's even worse than that, because with resort fees, you pay whether or not you take advantage of the stuff that are included in the fees. This is actually something that Congress may be taking up, because they're saying if something is a mandatory fee, if you have to pay a resort fee to stay at a certain hotel, then include the fee in the price that people see when they first book. So there are some ways that you can fight this. Look and see what the fee covers. You know, sometimes it covers the swimming pool. If it's too cold to swim, if that pool is closed, you can argue you shouldn't have to pay that fee. Or if it includes, say, use of the fax machine and you didn't use it, you shouldn't pay the fee. Also, you can say, look, I didn't know about this in time. Sometimes when you book over the phone rather than on the internet, people aren't told about the fee. The key is, as it always is in life, talking to the right person. Sometimes the folks behind the front desk don't have the power to override the fee. It's automatically in their computer system.
Yeah.
So you usually have to go to the manager, or some people will go to their credit card company and say, look, I don't think this fee is fair. Credit card company wants to keep you happy, so they take that fee out of what you pay the hotel. In the most extreme cases, people have taken hotels to small claims court. It costs a tiny bit to file, but if it's a long hotel stay, it could be worth it. Usually the hotel does not want to fight you in court, and so they give you your money back. But the best way to pay or fight hotel fees, don't stay in the hotels that charge them.
There you go.
I think that sends a great message to the industry. You should be paying for what you're getting. And if there are mandatory fees, make it part of the initial price.
All right. There's some great advice. Pauline Frommer from Frommers.com, home of the Frommer's Travel Guides, with ways for you to stand up to these people. Talk to the man. That's what I do. Negotiate.
Fight the man.
Yeah, 59 after the hour.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.